Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Dan. You ready for another season starting tonight?
Absolutely. Hey, you know, I will tell you this, that it's been many, many years since I can feel this wind of optimism. And, you know, Dave Innett will tell you, every season is a story unto itself, and there's nothing you can do about it until you actually kick the ball off and start riding it. But I'll tell you, this new coaching staff, Matt Eberflus has transformed this team, and all around the league, I've been getting calls from people saying, hey, the Bears aren't going to be a laughingstock. This is going to be a season where we're going to be able to see, you know, a developing team, essentially, you know, a team that Justin Fields will be the face and leader of. But more importantly, it's going to be a team that makes us proud again. And, you know, essentially this season is about two things. Number one, Justin Fields' development. And, you know, as the season goes, we'll watch that. We'll see what happens. And you know, a lot of things have to kind of fall into place. But the second one is, let's get back to being respectable and not a laughing stock. And unfortunately, that's kind of where the Bears have been for pretty much a decade.
And by the way, Bob, Hamp is not easily convinced. So this is
I know,
fountain of enthusiasm,
yeah,
about the Bears.
Palpable.
Yeah, you can tell. But Hamp, you know this, every team has an identity year to year, even if it's the same players. And more often than not, that identity has been defense with the Bears. Do you sense that changing, though? Do you think that because it's going to be about Fields' development, that maybe the identity is more about the Bears' offense now?
In an abstract way, this is kind of like the Bears getting with the program. Think about the NFL the last 20 years. It's been defined by great offensive performances, whether it's Tom Brady or Patrick you know, the offenses have led the team, and the defenses have been comparable. But ultimately, the Bears need to kind of follow that template. Our defense may not be the best in the league. It'll be essentially a bunch of nobodies, no names, but they will scratch, bite, and claw. You remember a year ago, everybody kind of mocked the head coach in Detroit when he said, you know, we're going to bite kneecaps, we're going to scratch it. Well, in a way, that's kind of what the Bears are going to be, but we're going to be a lot better on offense than a lot of people expect. And the two reasons, as I mentioned earlier, accountability. The offensive line will be held accountable. The receivers will be held accountable. But the speed of the practices. You know, Matt Nagy thought he was, you know, the smartest guy, not in the room, but in the city. And he knew what, you know, he wanted to do. Well, it didn't work. Well, Luke Getsy, and he will become an urban legend. Mark this down now, Bob. Luke Getsy is the guy we took from the Packers as the quarterback coach. Now he's our offensive coordinator. He has transformed the attitude of not only the offense, but the entire team. And it's the way they practice with timing and precision. We're going to see a completely different group out there come Sunday. And like I said, I'm checking my watch every 5 minutes. I can't wait.
Dave, do you think Obradovich is this optimistic as well?
Oh, I know he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. They both are. Wow.
Yeah. So you mentioned the offensive line, Hamp, and it's a lot different than what we expected at the beginning of training camp. And then they brought in Reef and Schofield. Schofield's gone. Reef is behind, a rookie now. So how do you see this? You got Lucas Patrick now with a club on his right hand, although there's talk that maybe they'll move him over to guard. But it's kind of an unsettled situation. But you still see the line as an upgrade because it's been a really unsettled offensive line the last few years.
Absolutely. And part of the reason is they're not going to be put in positions like we were when we went to Cleveland and have them try to pass block for 4.5 seconds, something they cannot do. This is going to be an offensive line that will be very effective. As I said, the precision and timing with the running game. And this offense is basically, its foundation is the precision and timing. And once you start hurting people and gashing them with the running game, then the play action, the RPOs, the bootlegs, all those different concepts that we've been waiting for with Justin Fields. And so, yeah, Chris Morgan, the offensive line coach, is a huge upgrade. The offensive coordinator, a huge upgrade. We're going to find out who and what this team is. But as you just mentioned, my dear friend, the great Ed Obradovich, by the way, his pronouns are legend and optimist. We're very, very excited about this opportunity. And you know what? Guess what? This is kind of like a big deal to the Bear players. I don't think the 49ers are that excited about coming to Chicago on opening day. So we may be able to spring a little bit of a trap.
Hey, one quick thing before I let you go, Dan. What about the new grass at Soldier Field? Is it going to matter? And how was it playing on the surface when you were there?
Obviously there were, holes in the grass last week. They want to try to improve it. Eberflus had a certain hybrid grass at a practice field in Indianapolis. It's, essentially the same part of the nation, the climate. It should be able to hold up. We're going to find out. But, like I said, the opening game, you don't care if you're playing on a parking lot. You're ready to go. You've been waiting 7 months for this. And, again, for a long time, and Mr. Ennett, you caught on to this. I have not been that over the top, excited and optimistic as I have been watching this group go about putting together the 2022 season. And like I said, 3 days away. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to you about the game. We'll do that Monday morning, and we'll listen to you and OB. And you'll be on before and after every Bears game this season, starting this Sunday. Your referee will be Andy Mazur, and let's go Bears, huh?
Absolutely. You remember what they said about Napoleon? He was a great leader. He said, "All you got to do is show people a plan just to be able to be successful." And that is what this coaching staff has done. We're going to find out come Sunday at noon. Thank you, guys.
Okay, see you, Hampton.
All right, had to get used to the new.
Yeah, wait.
The new Dan
Hampton. Who was that guy?
Yeah.